Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how improving lymph flow can help children with developmental disorders. There are varying degrees of developmental delays. Today, I am focusing on those that have a more severe disorder. Improving lymph flow can help your child have a better quality of life by improving circulation to reduce inflammation and toxicity. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Each one of these doctors, craniosacral therapy, visceral manipulation, and lymph drainage therapy, all teach about the brain. In my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, makes a difference in people's life. I hear from people all over the world that thank you for your information. And understand, this information really is missed. We don't think about the lymphatic system when it comes to children with developmental delays. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Understanding this missed information, I developed work called Lymphpractic that gets to the root cause of most of our health problems. I help the body to reduce cellular waste buildup in the body. And over a few weeks, it reduces inflammation and the body starts functioning better. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH, whether you're acid or alkaline, we want to be neutral, and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification in the body. Taking steps to improve lymph flow can help how someone with developmental delays thinks and feels. So what are developmental disorders? These are issues that children don't outgrow or catch up from. Often, they can make some progress over time. These disabilities include intellectual disabilities, autism spectrum disorders, and also PDD, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, muscular dystrophy, language and learning disorders. The children that I have seen with developmental delays are very tight when they first come to see me in their body and cranium. Children I have worked with who have severe autism have craniums that are extremely tight and smaller in size. This, to me, is due to a compromised lymphatic system and resulting acidic pH that constricts the tissues, even the bones of the cranium, and limit their growth and expansion. My goal, over a few sessions of Lymphpractic, is to gently release restrictions in the tissues of the body to improve lymph flow, circulation, and natural detoxification to improve function. In the first session, I will often feel a dramatic softening in the body and cranium due to improved circulation through the tissues of the body and brain. Remember, acid constricts and tightens us. To me, it is really about improving quality of life and trying to regain some function in these children. And we have to understand the lymphatic system, especially what I call a lymph-brain connection, if you want to help a child with a developmental disorder. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use to improve the functioning of the brain. Another big monumental finding was in 2017, the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid, the fluid that's meant to maintain the brain, was found to pass through lymphatic vessels. It moved out of the brain through lymphatic vessels. So when our lymphatic vessels are congested or our neck and shoulders are congested, then we can have problems with how we think. And The lymphatic system maintains every system in the body, even the brain, directly or indirectly. The health of every part of your body and brain depends on good circulation, and we are missing how the lymphatic system must complete circulation through the body. In developmental delays, you will often see multiple health problems, cognitive issues, weak immune system, they're always having colds, digestive disorders, and skin problems like eczema. The lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, helps reduce inflammation and toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris, even immune cells, from the body and brain to return them back to the blood, to whether they have to be removed or just recirculated back into the system. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build with cellular waste, similar to log jams in a river. If you've ever seen a picture of log jams in the old times, when they would send logs down a river, they would remove one little log and the whole river would start flowing. That's what I see happening when we do lymphopractic, when you have lymphatic drainage. So this creates, again, this log jam creates inflammation and interferes with the body and brain, how they function. Today, I am concentrating on children with severe developmental problems. The focus is to balance their pH and improve lymph flow, which improves circulation and detoxification to, again, reduce inflammation. It's very important to see how when I work on children, I see many different reactions. So my goal over a few sessions is to gently, and I say gently, because I just heard from a woman in the UK last night who says she had a five-year-old child. She had some lymph drainage therapy and reflexology done, and he had a severe reaction that he hasn't recovered from. He's still having a severe reaction. This is due to release waste. So it's very important if you go take your son or child, your daughter, to a person who does some type of lymphatic work, you want to make sure they're comfortable with detoxification. To me, they should be very gentle the first time. You do a partial session just to see how the child will react so we don't put them into such a detox reaction, because putting them into a severe detox reaction can actually further congest them. And if we don't continue that detoxification, it can get stuck and they can stay in that toxic state. So my goal is to gently release restrictions in the tissues of the body to improve lymph flow, and it has to be gentle and done over time, not too much at the first session. So in the first session, I will often feel a dramatic softening in the body and cranium due to improved circulation through the tissues of the body. Remember, it's acid that is tightening the body. And when we improve circulation, when we improve blood flow through that area, we're removing cellular waste that's acidic and damaging to the tissues, and we're bringing in, hopefully, fresh blood with nutrients and oxygen. Let me tell you about a young girl who I first started working with when she was five. She's now, I think she's five or six. She came in to me. Her mother wanted to try lymphopractic to see what it would do for her daughter. This girl is nonverbal. She can answer and function in her life, but her body and head was severely acidic. Her face was actually very narrow from not being able to expand. She did many months of sessions, and the child improved. In the first session, I felt her head just release. It was dramatic to me, and I explained that to the mother. And that is, again, will allow the tissues to expand. The child did very good, was not walking well when she came to see me, very tight. Her arms were not functioning well. And again, by the time she got done, she was walking well, her arms were functioning well, she was much looser in her body, she was happier. Her mother said her quality of life was better. Now, I haven't seen them for 5 or 6 years. Just got a call from them. She came in to see me. Her daughter, again, is having problems. Her leg is not functioning well. She's dragging a little bit. And she has an appliance in her mouth on her hard palate, an expander. So when we put expanders on, our upper maxilla is supposed to be moving every 3 seconds. And so when we put an expander on, it limits that a little bit, and that can limit, you know, how the body functions, even into the limbs. In her first session, and this child really loves my sessions, she jumps right up, and I never have a child with any type of person, a child with autism or developmental delays. Once I have to coax them up in their first session, after that, they love the session, they jump up on my table. So we just started working with this girl from the first session again, her leg was bothering her, her mom saw she was dragging it a lot. From the first session, she's doing much better. The body, the tissues of the body will fill with cellular waste and become compromised, and that's what's affecting the nerves. So we have to really tune up our children, especially if they have developmental delays. And I have to say, this girl has been in for about 4 sessions, and she is doing terrific. Her mother's seeing a great improvement. So to me, it's about improving quality of life and trying to regain some function. All right. So before I tell you what you can do to help children with developmental delays, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am very gentle. I never force a child. Some therapists will hold them down. I don't do that. I don't need to. I'm very good at coaxing these children. I talk to them. I interact with them. Even though they might not be able to answer me in complete sentences, you know, I ask some questions, and it keeps them involved in their session. If I see that the child is not able to sit still, then it's up to the parent to have their phone with a video or a game the child likes to play, and it's up to them to interact with the child so that I can do my work. But it really is about improving circulation. Now, we have to understand the lymphatic system, and especially what I call a lymph-brain connection, if you want to help a child with developmental disorders. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use to help the brain. In 2017, the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid was found to be into lymphatic vessels. That means the health of the brain is dependent on a healthy flowing lymphatic system, even in the womb. And I apologize if I may have said that twice, but understanding the lymph-brain connection is so important. In developmental delays, you will often see multiple health problems like cognitive issues, weak immune system, digestive disorders, and problems like eczema. So my goal is to really help parents understand what I can do in Scottsdale, Arizona, and how I can help them if they don't live here. Again, I have people calling me from the UK, from India, from Germany. This is rampant. Our children are being affected by not understanding the lymphatic system. So in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, I put the child through a fully closed session. I tune up their lymphatic system to boost their immune system. It improves natural detoxification, and it makes them feel more relaxed in their body and mind. And this is something that every child needs to have done. We need to get their lymphatic system going. I'm not going to concentrate on food too much because, again, if you understand, if you're giving them more alkaline foods, it's much better. But what I do in my office is I put them through 3 to 4 weeks of intense, 2 sessions a week of lymphopractic. And this creates a tsunami through their body that makes a wave, that picks up waste, that brings oxygen to the cells and improves their ability to function. And it's dramatic. And it's not about curing. I always say that. I'm not looking to cure your child. I'm looking to give them a better quality of life. And who knows what may happen is what I tell people. Just check, make sure that they're drinking water. Make sure that they're taking some supplements like magnesium. Epsom salt baths have been really shown, with baking soda have been shown maybe 2 or 3 times a week. Don't do them too close together to baking soda. But it really is about balancing them with magnesium and potassium and giving them systemic enzymes to help break down cellular waste. Omega-3 oils make a big difference. And, you know, the idea of detoxification has to be ongoing. So if you need help to understand how to help your child, how to create that tsunami, which is something you can do at home too, and you should be doing, contact me. If you need an acid alkaline food chart so you can give your child some alkaline food, go to my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. If I can help you understand how to help your child, contact me at the website, healthylymphsystem.com. Next Thursday's show will be on 10 benefits of maintaining your lymphatic system. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.